Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The Massachusetts Senate is debating legislation this afternoon on mental health, with a vote expected at some point this evening. The bill is called the Mental Health ABC Act, and joining us now to talk more about it is one of the bill's co-authors, State Senator Julian Sear. He's also the Senate chair of the Joint Committee on Mental Health, Substance Use, and Recovery. Senator Sear, thanks for stepping out to join Radio Boston.
Good to be with you, Tiziana.
All right, so this legislation is being debated basically now. So before we get into the details, where does it stand? Are you still debating, and do you in fact still expect a vote today?
We're in the midst of a debate. There's a debate going on right now about the issue of emergency department boarding, and I expect that we will have a vote later this evening. Given the tenor of the debate, I expect it's going to be a very strong favorable vote, if not unanimous.
Okay, so Senator Sear, Massachusetts passed a law to ensure mental health parity 20 years ago. Why is it necessary to have this bill and have it now?
So I think where I want to start in talking about this bill is that, you know, the Senate president and I and other colleagues have really been, you know, framing this legislation in the context of our own experiences with mental health, both personally and with our families. I've struggled with anxiety and depression since adolescence. From an early age, people knew I was different, especially in school. But therapy really helped me manage my anxiety and do things I never dreamed I could. Yet I still can't get health insurance to cover my outpatient mental health care. Now, I'm a pretty savvy consumer. I'm a 34-year-old state senator, so I know how to navigate systems and bureaucracies. If I can't, you know, navigate through the barriers to accessing care in this broken system, imagine how many other people in Massachusetts can't get the mental health they need. Add to that, you know, the special considerations we have for vulnerable populations. LGBTQ people like me are three times more likely to experience mental health challenges. All of this is sort of leading us to, under the Senate president's direction, really look at how do we transform mental health and truly build a system of integrated mental health care.
You use that word barriers. The ABC in the bill's title stands for Addressing Barriers to Care. So what specifically does the bill do?
So the Mental Health ABC Act treats mental health care as health care. You mentioned parity. And so we get at this through parity and other insurance reforms. We make explicit existing parity laws that have been in the books here in Massachusetts for over 20 years. We give the state more tools to truly enforce that. That means more reporting to the Division of Insurance, explicit transparency, the ability to impose penalties on violations. And then we also look at, in the insurance space, providing protections for patients who have acute mental health needs related to how insurance companies handle what are called prior authorizations for services, essentially the determination of whether or not you're going to be approved for that care to be paid for. If you're in an acute mental health crisis under the bill, you're going to get inpatient treatment, without prior authorization. So there's a number of other pieces on this, too. Yep.
Let's talk about cost a little bit. For example, one component of the bill, as I understand it, would require any hospital with an emergency department to, quote, have the capacity to evaluate and stabilize a person admitted with a mental health presentation at all times, end quote. That really could mean added staff, overtime hours. We know some of our community hospitals, smaller hospitals, are financially struggling as it is. Do you have any concern that what you've got in this legislation, well intended, might actually raise costs and cause some hospitals or other facilities to close?
Well, I understand community hospitals very, very well because the Cape and Islands District, I've got three of them. And of the 12, you know, we have 12 community hospitals in the Commonwealth. They are certainly strained. We've worked hard to make sure that we're getting the language right, so providing tools for hospitals to provide these services. Elsewhere in the bill, we mandate commercial coverage of what is called emergency service providers, ESPs. Those have historically only been funded by MassHealth. By allowing commercial reimbursement for that, we believe that it allow hospitals to sort of fill the gap in emergency departments. And then we also are looking at other pieces in forthcoming bills around telemedicine, proxy credentialing, other pieces that are going to help community hospitals make sure that they, you know, they meet this. I will say, though, you know, when you walk in to an emergency department and, you know, you're in cardiac arrest, you know, you're going to get a certain set of services and you're going to get them pretty immediately. And the healthcare system is actually really good at responding to that. If you walk into an emergency department with, you know, with a psychiatric, acute psychiatric emergency, in many cases, you're not getting the care that you need. And that's sort of across the system. It's a challenge within hospitals. It's a challenge of getting folks beds. It's a challenge of getting, you know, approval for those. And so we're beginning to work on fixing a very broken system. We're going to have to keep at it.
Yeah, I'm married to a psychiatrist and do hear the you know, the stories of challenges of getting beds and referrals, et cetera. This law is being debated in the state Senate right now. Have you spoken to DeLeo, Bob DeLeo? Do you think there are chances this is going to pass in the House?
So I've been working closely with my counterpart in the House, Representative Marjorie Decker, who she's the House Chair of the Joint Committee on Mental Health, Substance Use, and Recovery. Our committee is working on a bill that's more focused on children's mental health. You know, I really think that the time has come for us to, you know, to act on mental health. I think we're putting out a very strong bill from the Senate. You know, we had a rally press conference before we went into the bill, and, you know, we had, I don't know, hundreds of people on the grand staircase, representatives of every stakeholder group in this space imaginable, you know, including the health insurers, including the hospitals, all at the table. So I think we're well positioned to, you know, make some progress on an issue that honestly we have not taken up legislation that comprehensively addresses mental health in a very, very long time. I think that it's long overdue that we take action here.
In our last little bit, Dr. Jhelum Biswas, who is the director of the Psychiatry Law and Society Program at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, had an op-ed in the Globe today that highlighted what he believes is a need to address the Rogers Guardianship Statute, which has to do with protecting patients' rights to refuse medication. Do you agree with his position, and does your bill address anything about the Rogers Guardianship Statute?
So the bill does not address that fact, and I've been, frankly, I've been so busy preparing for the debate that I didn't read his op-ed, but I'll certainly check it out. I think I'll say this, you know, the reasons why our mental health system is broken are many and intricate. Mental health care is treated differently than physical care. It's often not covered by insurance. It's difficult to access. It's expensive, and it's hard to talk about. And so as we've sunk our teeth into these barriers, we've just really sought to begin to do some things in a comprehensive way that are going to make a difference. But there's a real acknowledgement on my part. You've heard the Senate president speak up about this as well, that, you know, this isn't just one bill, one session. We're going to need to come back to this issue time and again to really make some progress to make sure that, you know, people are getting the mental health care they need and they deserve.
That is Massachusetts Senator Julian Cyr. Senator Cyr, thanks so much for the time today.
A pleasure to be with you.